path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstance, to choose one's own way. That's probably my favorite quote of all times by Viktor Frankl. As I was going through some of the rough times in my life, I learned enough about this inspiring person to be able to say to myself, if he can keep a positive outlook given all that he's been through, I certainly can with my lesser challenges. Hi, this is Cheryl, and welcome to Simple Steps, Real Change. Today, we're going to take on the topic of finding our happiness again at a time when we've been through the worst life has to offer, or at least what feels like the worst. If you've never heard of Viktor Frankl, Google him. He wrote many books, but none is more renowned than the book Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was interned at the concentration camps, and he lost his entire family there. He was a therapist, a psychologist, and in the internments, he was given the job of helping new detainees adjust to being there. Can you imagine how hard that task would have been when death was seemingly inevitable to them, and they saw so many people around them die? What left an impression on me when I heard about Viktor Frankl was how he helped those that were his captors after the camps were liberated. One of those people was his best friend prior to the internment, and his friend aligned himself with the Nazis as a way to save his own family. And after the war, this man couldn't find a job. Because he had become a Nazi when everyone else was suffering, they wouldn't have anything to do with him. But Viktor Frankl, who lived out so many years under the Nazi regime in an internment camp, helped his friend get a job. And he did so because, in his mind, this man had done what he needed to help his family. And what Viktor Frankl's approach was, is that we do the best we can in any given situation. And it wasn't his job to judge this person, but instead, he helped him help his family. He didn't judge him for what he had done. And he, again, to him, it wasn't his job to judge. And Viktor Frankl became the symbol of what humanity is to me. Now, for all that you and I have gone through in our lives, it doesn't really probably compare to being interned in a concentration camp. But we've lived through tough times that have brought us to our knees, and not necessarily took us there to pray. Anyone, and honestly, everyone would understand why we're not in the holiday spirit. I know for me, the last of my immediate family died this year, and I'm going forward in life alone. Holidays were always family celebrations to me, and without family, what's the use? If you've lost your job or you find yourself in financial straits, the gift-giving season becomes not only depressing, but it can also be embarrassing because you can't do what you probably have in the past. If your family all moved away and no one can afford to travel or even get away for the holidays, you may be spending the time alone. And alone can be a lonelier place in the holidays. So how you feel, how I feel is understanding, and I want you to start right here in that place. You may feel sad or bad, but it makes it worse if you chastise yourself for not being in the holiday spirit. It isn't a time to pile on guilt, Not that any time is a time to pile on guilt, but we're in the holidays. And right now, this is how we feel. If you will just take the time to accept how you feel right now, acknowledge that you're sad, you're mad, you're humiliated, you're lonely, whatever you're feeling, just acknowledge it. This is a simple step that actually is a level set for you. It's a level set for me. If we acknowledge where we are at this given moment, how we feel, no matter how bad we feel or how, even how good we feel, but in this case, we're talking about making the holidays better, the holidays happier. If you acknowledge where you are right now, then you let go of maybe it should be different. Instead, what you say to yourself is, this is where I am right now, and I'm going to accept it. Now, that doesn't mean you have to like it, because you don't. It's just acceptance of this is the place that we are right at the moment. Next, I want to ask you to ask yourself, what would make you feel better? Although this may be hard, I want you to respond not with something that you know is impossible. In my case, I'd be happier if my husband was still alive. But choosing an impossibility doesn't help me, and it doesn't help you. If you want to buy everyone a gift, but you know you can't afford to even buy one, don't choose that as what would make you feel better. This is about seeing your situation differently. Now, Jack can't be here with me, but it would make me feel better not to be alone on Christmas. You can't put expensive gifts under a tree, but you can give yourself to loved ones. Maybe you can't travel across the country, but you can Skype with your family when everybody's opening presents. There are alternatives that can make you feel, make me feel, make us feel just a little bit better. So what I want you to choose in this next simple step is an alternative, and then put the wheels in motion to make it happen. Call up a friend and ask them if you can join them for Christmas dinner. Now, if you've got really good friends who understand what your situation is, they've already asked you, and maybe you've turned them down. But pick up the phone and call them and say, can I change my mind? I really don't want to be alone at this holiday. Reach out to others who know that you're alone. And make plans to celebrate the holiday together. Maybe they're alone too. I know I live in an area where there are a lot of folks that come in to work at a company. I live in the land of Intel. There's people here from all over the world. And a lot of them are here alone. Maybe they have a husband and wife, or maybe they're by themselves, or maybe they're a family that misses all their family from their home state or their home country. Get together and have a holiday meal together. Start a new tradition. Is it going to be different from what you've always experienced? Yes, but what if it's better than you hoped? When we allow ourselves to be open to something new or different, we expand not only our experiences, but our willingness to be open to more new opportunities in the future. And think about that. When you're feeling low and you're feeling down, but you open that door, you put the crack in the door and let the light in just a little bit, you get excited to see the light again. And you want to take another step and throw that door wide open and say, you know what? I am going to be open to whatever comes my way, because you know what? This experience, this experiment, so to speak, made me feel better. Now, I know that I've always taught you that you don't have to take a giant leap. But if you'll start with one simple step and realize you're moving forward, you get excited about taking another step. This is one of these times. Now, once you've decided to do something different, it's time to build up the buzz. Do you know what that is? You need to prepare your own press to get excited, to build up the excitement. Think of it as a movie trailer. When you see some of those trailers, you get really excited about seeing the next movie. Well, that's what I want you to do with whatever you've chosen to do differently. Maybe you are going to Skype with your family at Christmas so you can get to see everyone open their presents and they get to see you open yours too. That's providing one of the things isn't that you can't give if that's what you want to do. Get excited and have conversations with your family. Oh, I sent you, look for the big red present. It's got the big silver bow on it, and you're never going to guess. And just those little hints to generate excitement on both sides of that Skype wall. It just makes you feel more happy and anticipating what's going to be a fun time. Is it going to be what you're used to? No. And that's okay. It's got to be different this year or this time. You know that. But it's about making things just a little bit better and making the holidays happier for you and those that you love. Now, if it's joining friends for dinner, start planning that dinner. Ask what you can bring or offer to bring something that you absolutely love to make. Make a wreath or make an ornament for their tree or a table setting. Think of the little touches that will make having you with them and them with you even more fun. Perhaps if you're getting together with a group of friends who are alone too, you can just plan something silly. One of those ugly sweater contests, a tie contest, a theme of some type. One of my best friends just attended a pajama holiday party. Now, I will tell you, he wasn't necessarily thrilled with putting on pajamas and going out with people he didn't know. But when we explained to him that pajamas didn't necessarily have to be those flannel things that you wear to bed, he kind of got in the holiday spirit and got excited. Well, start building up. Go look for that ugly sweater because you know it's a competition. And the same thing with pajamas or hats. Whatever it is to add just a little bit of fun or a little bit of silly into the time that you're going to spend. All these things, while they're small and they're simple, they elevate your mood. They just make you feel better. And when you feel better and you get excited, those that you are having dinner with or putting together this party with, they get excited too. And then their holidays are better. So in helping yourself, you've helped someone else along the way. Now, I started the show talking about Viktor Frankl's message about choosing one's attitude. Think about how the simple steps that you're taking change your attitude about something you weren't looking forward to. Before you choose to make this holiday different than what you were expecting. So think about that. Choose what your attitude is going to be to make this holiday just better than what you're expecting. That's your choice. We may not be able to change the reason why we're unhappy, but we can take steps to make us happier than we are right now. Now, let's look at it yet another way in case you aren't convinced your holidays can be happier. Ask yourself what you're willing to give up if it means you can be happier this holiday season. I know. You may be thinking you've lost everything already, so why would I ask you to give up more? Well, what if you thought of it as letting go instead? Are you willing to let go of your need for the perfect holiday? If Christmas is a big gathering, lots of presents under a tree, enough snow to build a snowman and go skiing, what if you let go of one of those expectations? It's expectations that keep us from being happy. So think about the reason that you are unhappy right now. You can't be with your family at Christmas. That's disappointing. And your expectation that you would always have family holidays is a natural disappointment. But what if this year you looked at it as your opportunity to try something new? I know it's not what you're used to, but if you continue to focus on what you don't have, you don't have the time with your family this holiday, you are going to be miserable over the holidays. I know I've been there more times than I would really like to admit to. Our expectations keep us from being happy. And it's not, how do I put this? It's not that it isn't going to be what we're used to, but it's that we're disappointed. We're disappointed that we can't have what we expect. Now, at any given moment, you can change your expectation to something you know you can achieve. Now, what if instead of holding on to the big family gathering, you let that go, at least this year, and be excited for a new experience? The friends you are assembling for that holiday dinner are all people you enjoy and you can laugh with. If you let go of the need for family and replace it with fun times with friends, you're choosing to go with an amazing and new experience that you can also look forward to. So why not let go of what you know you can't have this year and look forward to something that you can truly get excited about? If it's not going to be a holiday with a house full of presents and full of people, perhaps you can plan a day trip somewhere. Maybe you can take yourself and, you know, your small immediate family, if you have them, and go sledding or skiing if there's snow. Go and have an experience. If you can't be around others, take friends and say, you know what, let's do this differently. We're not going to sit around and eat all day. Let's go to the mountains and ski or sled or sit in front of a fireplace and enjoy each other's company. Now, maybe you live in a place where the climates are warmer, so it's not going to be the white Christmas. All right, go to the beach or go to a day hike. Maybe you make it into a marathon movie day, and every person in your immediate family or the people that you're there and having this reduced holiday, meaning reduced activity holiday. Maybe you all pick a movie that you want to watch, and everybody gets to watch each other's movie, but you each get a choice in it. Think of how exciting it will be to have a small group laughing over a comedy or the latest adventure. It is different from what you're used to, but you can choose to make it more exciting and more fun than what you're anticipating. The question is, are you willing to let go of the big or the long enduring expectations in order to be happy this year? You can choose happier holidays, even if they aren't what you've always done or what you wanted. The key is to decide to make it more than you're expecting. Every simple step you take to make the days just a little bit better is a simple step that you take to make your holidays happier. And that's what this is about, happier holidays. Now, I want to circle back again to talk about what's really important here. You feel what you feel, and absolutely no one gets to tell you how to feel. If you're sad, if you're depressed, if you are lonely, those are the way you feel right now. And you can't flip a switch and make that go away. It just doesn't happen. Our emotions are strong and they come from years of experience. I know for me that I celebrated Christmas with my husband. And while we may not have gone out and bought presents for each other, we had a meal. We always made a meal together, and it was something special and different. So we got tired of turkey and ham, so we would plan this exciting meal. Well, I don't have him here to plan that meal and to enjoy that meal with him anymore. And of course, that makes me sad. But I sit here and ask myself a really important question. Do I want to continue to live in my sadness? This will be my third Christmas without him. Or do I want to do something to make my holidays happier now? That's a choice I get to make. I can't bring him back. And this year, my mother also passed. So she was the last of my close relatives that I would have spent time with and did spend time with. She and I did Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter's and New Year's and everything together. It was just her and I for 2 years after Jack died. And I don't have that option anymore either. But as I sit here and ask myself, am I going to continue to live in my grief and my misery? It's a choice that I make. So instead, this year, I have a dear friend who was sitting beside me the day Jack died. And she was there when Mom died, too. And she said, come down with us and have dinner with us. And I went down at Thanksgiving. And I was a little hesitant. And I say this because I've never been around big families and lots of people. And she said, it could be a little crazy. There were three younger boys there. But you know what? I found them to be fun to be around. And the family was laughing and joking and having a good time. And they welcomed me in, even though I had never been there before for a meal. I knew them, but I hadn't been there. My choice was to go and do something I've never done before and let go of what's always been, because that would make my holidays happier. So I know you're sitting there going, okay, but my family's still alive, but you know, they all argue and fight at Christmas, so nobody wants to get together this year. Well, look at it this way, because again, you're shifting your life to a happier holiday. If your family's in a place where getting along isn't always easy at the given moment, maybe let go of having the family gathering because you know that it will be less stress for all of you. And maybe you just need that break this year. So what are you willing to do to make your holiday fun? Maybe it is having fun with friends. Or maybe there's one or two members of your family that the two or three of you get along, and maybe you do something on a smaller scale. It may not be what you're used to, but it's what will make you feel better this holiday season than being in a room with people that just are unhappy and don't want to be there. Now, if it's the gift-giving season and you can't give the gifts, I think this expression, this sentiment works probably best if you look at in the long term. It is not the gift that will ever matter to the person. It's the experience and the time that you give of yourself. Your children will love experiences with you, and those will be what's memorable as they grow up more than any individual gift. I know as I sit here right now, I can't remember a single gift my parents gave to me at a holiday. I remember having things, but I don't remember the presents and the excitement of the presents at Christmas. Wow, that was a revelation to me. But what I do remember are the fun times on the beach with my parents, or going out and building snowmen, or doing something that was just different to have fun. And I want to circle back to you again and say, this year may have to be different for you, but that doesn't mean it's always going to be this way. And that's a really important consideration and revelation if you sit there and think of it. Just because this year may need to be different, that doesn't mean they always will be. So if you can accept this for what it is at this given moment, It's not the ideal holiday for you, but you know what? You've decided you're going to make it as fun as you possibly can. Next year will be different for you. And maybe it'll be different in that you're back to that big holiday celebration and gift giving, or maybe that you will realize that this new tradition that you started, you really like, so you want to carry it on longer. It is truly all about how you look at it and the attitude you choose to take at this time. Our lives, we go through very difficult times, and we all do. Acknowledge where you are, and then make a decision to choose to do something different this year to make your holidays happier. I hope you found some benefit to these suggestions, and I sure do hope that you have a wonderful holiday season. Thanks for being here with me. I'll see you next time.